let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. There are people who were born with a strong sense of right and wrong and the courage to follow through with their convictions. These people are what make America great. That difference is what B.R. Winker's critically acclaimed Bombs and Magnolias, If I Ever Make It Home Again, War Hero's Love Story as Told by His Love, is all about. Facing life's challenges. Her wish is that you will sit quietly, think about that sacrifice that has gone on before us. B.R. was born between two mountaintops, a hollow in Kentucky, and lost her small world at the age of four. She was then sent to an orphanage clear across the state of Kentucky, then at age 10, transferred to a small missionary school 30 miles from her grandmother. She was tutored and raised by missionaries, and it was drummed into her head by them and her hardworking grandmother that it behooves each of us to make a difference, and that difference can never really be measured. It can and will be forever frozen in eternity. B.R. Winker, author of Bombs and Magnolias, If I Ever Make It Home Again, A War Hero's Love Story, As Told by His Love, is our guest on This Week in America. B.R., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick, for this opportunity. And I'm so grateful and so happy to be here.
This book is touching so many people, getting excellent reviews. I want to talk about a little bit of your life for a second here, but talk about the perspective. You write this from a unique perspective, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, talk about how you did this, because this is basically what the voice of someone who's going through all of these experiences.
The thing, you know, I lost my world at four. And they say when that happens, you build up a sixth sense.
Yes.
In your mind to survive. So I just realized that I am kind of more aware of things. And well, each has their gift, but we need to share it. So because I had that one developed and I got finished with raising my children, and Georgia felt the same way. She had five. She's Johnny Dietrich's love that carried him through that war, the thoughts of her. And we decided we wanted to give back, and we had beautiful children, give back to the world through her love story, her beautiful, true. And she had saved his love letters when he got shot down from Stalag Love 3, for almost, well, 60 years. And I thought, Lord, you have meant this for the world. I knew then that it was to be told, and she agreed.
Well, it is such a touching story on so many levels. With us on the program is B.R. Winker. The book is Bombs and Magnolias. The book is a real-life story told from the perspective of a war hero's lover. And just a final thought on growing up. Talk about what was that was like to be split away from your family, the family that loved you with all their hearts. What was that like for you?
Well, Rick, you know, I'm writing my autobiography for my children.
Oh, great.
And I was sitting out here telling my daughter just a few days ago, with you hide sadness from them. But I told them that the first page opens up pretty dramatically, just like Bombs and Magnolias, and it tells people that I was a little four-year-old watching my mother die, which I thought she was sleeping. I was peeking around, and that was in the days when they kept them at home, and everybody was gathered around. And so you just think she's sleeping. So as a little girl, a little child, you try to reconnect with that sensation you have with your parents.
Yes.
And so I spent a lot of my childhood doing that. And I think that when I learned of this story, I realized that in doing that, I had developed that perspective like you're talking about.
Well,
go ahead, Rick.
I was just going to say, I hope you share the autobiography. I think this would be motivating for many people. You talk about doing it for family. Will you publish this and share the story?
Well, you know, I run everything through Rain at Reader's Magnet.
Yes.
And if she wants to pick it up, she's so creative. And her degree is in communications. And I'll say, Rain, what do you think about this? And she kind of insists that we move forward. So, yeah, we'll run it through Rain. And if
good.
She thinks so.
I say good because then we'll have a chance to talk about it, because I'm sure she will say this is a story that needs to be told. The story that's out there now and doing so well is Bombs and Magnolias, If I Ever Make It Home Again. A war hero's love story is told by his love. B.R. Rinker, R-I-N-K-E-R, is the author of the book. Her website is BettyRinkerBooks.com. Betty is B-E-T-T-E. You'll find the book at Reader's Magnet, all of the usual places, written from the perspective of the lover. And let's talk about this. You're on the ninth mission in the belly of a B-24 bomber to fight for your own bloodline. Talk about that and the significance and what they were going through at that time.
Oh, that is so fascinating, Rick. He was just a teenager. And he took on this responsibility to fight his own people, Hitler, that was killing the Jews at that time. And his grandparents went through the Catholic Church up in Avon, Minnesota, to get away from him and bring their family to America with this wonderful dream that we can have. So you'll notice all through the book, he is remembering what his grandparents instilled in him, that in America you can dream. And he had put it on, they heard through the missionaries their work and rumors about America. And he was up there getting fired at, and he was a sergeant also. And the amazing thing, if I can digress a little bit here,
please,
Rick,
yes.
That book opens up in the belly of a B-24 bomber. And these are teenagers, they're just turning 20, and all of a sudden they're getting fired at. And Johnny Dietrich was the sergeant. He was taking a war log for Washington and photographs in the upper ball turret. But they had to get in their positions, and he told all of them to get in their position, and Bonner froze up. He was supposed to be in the lower ball turret. And that is where they shoot at first. It's hanging down, you know, off the plane.
Yes.
And he froze up, and he said, I can't go down there, sir. And what we tried to bring out, Johnny, without blinking, he said, you take my place in the upper turret, and I'll go down in your spot. And Bonner had placed a little ladder in there, so he was taking these steps down in there. And you know how they say your life flashes before in your mind and heart before you die. He was just sure that he was going to die. But the main thing he did, he made the sign of the cross, being raised in Avon, Minnesota in the Catholic Church. He would always go there. That's where he and Georgia met. And he lived out in a log cabin, and wind and rain coming in his little cabin, and he would wake up in the morning, splash his head with water, and go with the dogs to light the furnace for Georgia's father's bank. They owned the banks, and they were developing Avon. But he was the modern-day Abe Lincoln, as I saw in him, because he had nothing. And so he would go with the dogs and light the furnace. But what he had was Georgia's father to emulate. And we recognize that our young people need someone to show them the way and hold up a standard. And without that standard, we're just going awry.
Exactly.
I had the missionaries was why I could recognize it. But anyway, he went down in the lower ball turret. But getting fired at by those Germans, it caught on fire, the plane did. So he had to go back up, and he heard the pilot say, bail out. And he went, he was having to push some of them out. They didn't want to give up. And he was looking for Bonner that wouldn't go down in the lower. And he turned around, and he was laying there, and the Germans had blown his head off. And that really irritated Johnny. He wanted it to be him because he knew that was his place up there. But he took his dog tags and pushed him out and told him there's a better place. And then Rick, he bailed out, And he was in a ring of fire. And he said he made the sign of the cross again. He knew to do that because he believed that brought that power to him that's instilled in us at birth. And he said it was like the breath of an angel that cleared that ring of fire for him.
Yes.
And then he went drifting down, and he was right. He got right in the middle of the Germans' fire camp they had there, a big roaring fire. And they grabbed his dog tags, and they said, "You German, you don't fight for us? You Chicago gangster?" And then, though, they saw his determination. You know how that will show
exactly.
The good beams out of us. It's a light that we beam off. And they saw that, and they said, "Wow, we're going to watch this German that, you know, believes in America, see what makes him tick." So they put him on a motorcycle, and they had a gun, rifle, at his head. It was a motorcycle or maybe a Jeep. And they were yelling, war Kriege, meaning prisoner. And then they take him to this prison camp, one big room, where their bed was straw, and it was also their bathroom. And Johnny said every time they had to go, they got less of a bed. Well, then I think it was the Russians closing in on them with the bombs. And the Russians thought, if we can cut off their oil and gas, that'll end the war. But so then they gathered up all of the prisoners and started marching them over to Stalag. And the Southerners didn't know the danger of stopping and resting, and they would lay down at night and never get back up. And then Johnny said that the only nutrition they had was in a cup, and you looked down through there, and you could count the barley in there. And he said at night, when the old German soldiers would pretend they were asleep, he said, we would go to the pigsties and steal their food and their roots. And then all of a sudden, they're getting fired on in the march, and they look up, and it's the Americans, because the Americans thought it was the enemy.
Okay, yes.
And so they had to hide from that. And so he just had that all through that. He had met Georgia through the mother the night before he flew out to Italy, Foggia, Italy. Excuse me, Rick, for that mission. And he had fallen in love that night, but Georgia had really loved him at 8 years old at the church. She said he would come sliding in late at the back of the little Catholic church. And she said, I'd always look back and give a real nice little grin, as nice as I knew how. And then, and her father played the violin there for every Sunday for the church. Oh, okay. And that was critical to him.
You know,
and it was interesting. Oh, go ahead, Rick.
I was just going to say, Georgia, the thought of her really kept him going, didn't it? There were many incidences where he needed to bring up the thoughts of her to keep him moving forward.
That was all he had.
Yeah.
That's all there is. There wasn't anything in the soup. And also, what I was seeing, Rick, is, you know, each of us have a way of getting wooed into our passion and our direction. And I just think that that was the way that he was being taken care of. You know, I believe
yes.
in this higher
yes.
power. And I think that was his way. And he'll use the circumstances, and he'll also create them. Because I believe that God is the disposer of events. So we have to go with that and do the very best that we can do, because I also believe we're being observed, you know, and we got beautiful choice. And what amazed me about Johnny is his choices. He just seemed to never fail.
Yes.
He came out of that war and, you know, he kept going with that American, they would give him a GI Bill, and he wanted to be like Georgia's father. And so he clung to that and got himself through college. And then he ended up being president of the banks, central banks across Colorado.
It's an amazing story. I mean, it's so inspirational what he went through and his mindset and the moral compass that got him through all of this. The story is Bombs and Magnolias. If I Ever Make It Home Again, a war hero's love story is told by his love. The author is B.R. Rinker, R-I-N-K-E-R. She's our guest on the program. Her website is BettyRinkerBooks.com. Betty is B-E-T-T-E. I'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books, information on the book, and other information on our website, readersmagnet.com. You'll find something there as well. Boy, time is going by so quickly. This book really is a great story. It's a great true story of what actually went on in World War II. It's a great piece of history. It's a great piece of studying human nature. He kept telling himself, didn't he, never give up, even though he went through very difficult circumstances. Never give up was sort of the motto that he was living by.
And, you know, I think that it was because it was so hard for him as a child. He had to go in the woods, and his parents sold magazines. They were always gone. He had to feed the two other younger brothers, so he would go hunt mink and musk, whatever they call it.
Yes.
To sell. And so he kept the family going, and he had just had that sense of purpose instilled in him. I do believe because he was observing George's father, and you know, they were just really good buddies to the very end. And I'll tell you something interesting about the father. He played that violin for the church every Sunday all of his life. And the last Sunday he came, they lived upstairs over his store, and he came downstairs with his violin. He always had his Bible every Sunday. But the last Sunday he came down with only his Bible, and then the grandson came to pick him up for church, and he was laying there by the door where he closed it. But he had not brought that violin. And so I just know those parents. And her mother had been a printer for Minneapolis printing company. So she said she taught those kids, never say anything that you don't want on the front page of a newspaper.
Well, words to live by. To this very day, those are words to live by. Boy, time is going by so quickly here. And I know you talk about challenges are actually opportunities in disguise. Talk briefly about that, because, boy, talk about facing challenges. That's what we see in Bombs and Magnolias. It was one challenge met after another, wasn't it?
One right after the other. Yep. And, you know, there's a new commercial, Rick, that says you've got to get a crack or be broken before the light can get in.
Oh, yes.
I think that kind of is like, you know, says it in a nutshell.
Well, it really does. And it's such a moving and inspirational book. What do you hope people take away from reading Bombs and Magnolias? It's a great story, a story well told, but there's much more. There's substance to this book, isn't there? I talked about these are the people that make America great. This is an inspirational book for all of us. What do you hope we take away from reading Bombs and Magnolias?
The thing that Georgia and I wanted was for people. And I know they have it in them, but they kind of push it aside. And we just wanted to make them reaware of what the opportunity to be an American, to be born here, and just be able to follow through with a dream, and to be able to appreciate everything, your life, your test. It's what makes you great. You can't become anything without any challenges. You'll just be a wet noodle. So when you get a challenge, you just say thank you, and you move through it, not for yourself, but for everyone, because we're all in this together. And for example, I like to tell Reader's Magnet, I said, you know, I love that motto, that if you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, take everybody with you.
Ah, very good.
And I Yeah, I think that's the principle. And Rick, I'll tell you this. There was such a love for that story that people wouldn't let up on me until I wrote a sequel. And that one is has the love letters in it that Johnny wrote
fantastic.
To her. And that one's, did you know about that one?
No. Is that published or are you working on it?
No, Reader's Magnet has that one, A Hero's Love Letters from Stalag Love 3 for A Girl Named Georgia.
Well, that will be an interesting read as well. And once you read Bombs and Magnolias, I'm thinking, as someone who did that, it's like, oh, this is going to be necessary now to even put it in a better perspective. And you'll find that at readersmagnet.com. The second or so left here, I know you've worked with them on the book, and they've been there every step of the way in helping you get the book into the public arena. So we're having discussions like this. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, let me tell you one more thing. In a few days, we're coming out with the trilogy, America, Look What You Did Again. Oh. And that says it all.
Yes.
The questions you've asked me. They kept wanting more, Rick, so we did the trilogy.
Fantastic.
And that's expected. And this is what I love about readers. You know, that you, when they sense that somebody wants to know something, they will make sure they get the information. That's the beauty of Reader's Magnet. And they'll work with the author so beautifully and patient and loving. And I can't say enough.
And you'll find information about Betty's book at Reader's Magnet. Now, Betty's website, information on everything we're talking about on the program today, is BettyRinkerBooks.com. I'll spell that. Betty is B-E-T-T-E, Rinker, R-I-N-K-E-R, Books.com. Books available the usual places. If you go to her website, you'll get more information on Betty the Background and other books there as well. You can also go to our website and link on directly to Betty's website, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The name of the book, Bombs and Magnolias, If I Ever Make It Home Again, A War Hero's Love Story as Told by His Love, B.R. Rinker, the author and our guest on the program today. Betty, it's been a pleasure having you on. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. We just touched the surface, so you'll have to buy the book and enjoy the story and then know what we're talking about. The book is Bombs and Magnolias. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
And Rick, thank you for having me, and you're such a great listener, and you're very prompt, and I would love to do this again.
Well, this was fun, and thank you for all of that, and thank you for being an enlightening guest. It's always good when we can talk about a book that's not only entertaining, but meaningful as well. And your book is, the book is Bombs and Magnolias by B.R. Rinker. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.